This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, you're with the Hump Day crew. It's time for Hump Day Health and Healing, which focuses on areas of body, mind, soul and energy, where it's all about tips and tools on looking after you. With the growing financial pressures in life, with the global economic climate, many may find staying motivated and keeping focus quite a challenge. This week, we delve into how to keep your mind on track to getting through life's daily humps. And joining me live on the line is the CEO of Wondermill, Aaron Dragish. And good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing well. You're a bit of a family man with that. Two beautiful children. You obviously have to look after three other people other than yourself. How do you stay motivated and on task with such a full plate?
Well, I find that waking up, starting the day with a really sort of intentional focus, an intentional start to the day, is what you get things off right on the right foot and gives me a good day. You know, if I start with I know what I want to do that day, that's more important than waking up and stumbling into the day, as it were. Planning the next day is fantastic, and the other point that's important is when you wake up, ideally try not to check your email. When you check your email, your mind is sort of into the day. Everybody's sending you things, wanting you to reply to things, and your mind, your brain, is sort of pulled into the day, all the things that you have to do, everything on your plate. So if you want to plan your day, take 3 minutes before you actually get into your email and just write out the top three things that you want to accomplish that day.
When you write the top three things, Aaron, do you write the top three things that you need to do urgently or the top three things that you don't want to do right away?
Ideally, you'll try to do a bit of a combination. We all have things that are urgent and we have to get them done. But it's important in the longer term to try to make space in your day and in your focus for those longer term things that are not urgent, but they're important. You have to do them, you know. Taxes would be sort of an example. Ideally, you make time in your day before it's an emergency to do taxes, and you can kind of schedule it out, you know, instead of leaving it to the very last minute, and then it's both important and urgent, but you start to, you know, it becomes a panic.
With everyone having such different jobs and different professions and different tasks to tackle during their day, what is your tip to get started when you don't want to?
All right, if you want to get started and you're having trouble, and this happens a lot, being sort of stuck. My favorite tip for that is called the dash. I first heard about that one from a fellow named Merlin Mann, and the idea there is you're going to run a dash. You're going to just do something for a little bit of time, and somehow that makes a difference in your mind to say, you know what, I really don't want to do this project, but I'm just going to do it for 3 minutes. And somehow, you know, all the resistance that we have to doing that project kind of melts away, and your brain can say, you know what, 3 minutes, I can do 3 minutes. So you do 3 minutes, and somehow just starting a project, you've only done 3 minutes of it, but at that 3 minute mark, a lot of the resistance, the entirety of the project is gone. You've broken through something just by declaring 3 minutes. And after you've done 3 minutes, you're allowed to stop. You don't have to keep going, but you can.
When you do complete the 3 minutes and you go off to do your next task to leave that on hold, how do you avoid distractions to allow yourself to come back to that original task?
Well, there's a couple tips for distractions, and distractions in sort of our current world. We have so much technology and so many distractions, and it's only getting worse, and it's only going to get worse. So this is pretty important. The first thing is, when you're going to start your day or you're going to start a project, a fantastic way to avoid distractions is to have a list next to your computer or wherever you work of the top three things that distract you. It could be the phone. It could be your email ringing or binging. It could be, you know, Twitter or Facebook. Whatever it is, you make a list of the things that tend to distract you. You want to get some work done. You're going to run through the list, and you're just going to shut them all off. So you shut off your phone or shut off the ringer. You'll shut down all these programs that distract you. And then you're able to, you know, you can work for a little while, and then you can turn them back on, and you'll never have missed anything. If there's messages for you in Facebook or email, they're perfectly fine to wait while you actually get a little bit of real work done.
With the global economic climate at the moment, and everyone is taking on a lot of work, and there are under a lot of pressure, it's very easy to feel under the pump. So do you have any tips on how to manage this kind of anxiety and feeling overwhelmed?
It's very common to feel anxiety. And your conscious mind is aware of the fact that it doesn't make sense to worry about things you can't control. It just doesn't make sense. But your subconscious mind doesn't work that way. And it's your subconscious mind that's keeping you up at night when you're laying awake worrying about, you know, all the things that stress you. And so what you can do either at night or even when you're feeling so worried about things that you're having trouble working, is there's a tip called the worry box or the worry folder. You take a folder and you write in big, big marker worries on top of it, okay? And then you take a bunch of index cards or pieces of paper and you write down, just write out everything on your mind that worries you, everything that's stressing you out, write it down, put it in the folder. And you'll find after that you can take a deep breath and you will feel completely different because your subconscious mind, part of its role is to keep you aware of all the important things that are going on. It doesn't want you to lose anything. So in a sense, when you put your worries somewhere else to hold them, to keep them, your brain can relax. Because they're safe. They're safe in the folder, and then you can burn it.
I thought you were going to say you have to put the folder in a safe just in case.
I'm sure that would help.
Well, if anyone's thinking dark thoughts, it might help.
That's right.
Aaron, you've given us a very beautiful balance here of the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Things like yoga and Tai Chi and, you know, body balance, that kind of, I guess, meditation, do you find that really helps relax the mind as well?
I find that it helps to focus the mind, and I think that where people can get tripped up is they have a feeling that yoga or Tai Chi or anything like that you can kind of put it on a pedestal and you can end up feeling like it's got to be done perfectly to be done at all. You know, it's got to be done. You know, you have to take it very seriously and pursue it as a practice. And the truth is, if you even do that for 3 minutes a day, you'll make a big difference. Just, you know, we tend to just blow things out of proportion in our mind, and actually just doing a little bit of anything can be a lot more effective than not doing it at all.
Running your business of the Wonder Mill, obviously you've come across different personalities and you've managed different sorts of people. Can you give us an example of an issue where you've had to actually manage a very, a very serious case where you kind of had to time manage for that particular employee?
An aspect of that answer is that while doing that, the tough thing as a manager is also to preserve a positive relationship with the person and not end up in an adversarial, you know, mode where you start chasing them more and they resent it more and you kind of get into a bad situation. One of the things that I like to do is place the issue kind of externally. So in a sense, instead of saying you've got to do this more, you simply point to the numbers that somebody's producing or to the, if it's in terms of project management, whatever the deliverables are that you agree with them in advance, here's what we're going to do, and then you're simply pointing to those things. You're not getting into sort of an emotional conflict. You're simply helping the person to see externally with less emotion, you know, how they're doing.
Have you found with the shift in the global financial crisis that employees are less motivated?
That's a good question. I think that people are they're a little bit more stressed. There's a little bit more anxiety around work and continuing to have work and finding work and things like that. But if you have an environment where people are passionate, they can express themselves, they don't feel sort of repressed at work, they're free to work to their best, as it were, I haven't found any change.
Aaron, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on our show. If you want more tips and you want to find out more about Wondermill, you can check out wondermill.com or you can go to ask500people.com. Aaron Dragishan, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.